He was the one on the front lines on the battleground, and behind him were the people and his students and his followers. He was the one who began confronting the tyrants, and he didn't even have a stick with him to help, and he put up with a lot of hardships, and he sacrificed, and he achieved a lot, and his big victory came against one of the most brutal tyrants we witnessed in modern history. And he was able, because of his participation on the field, on the front lines, he was able to establish a modern Islamic regime. And this modern Islamic regime, because of its solidarity, its solid principles, because of the unity, and because of this Islamic regime's dependence on God, this modern Islamic regime was able to survive against all of the international conspiracies which aim to harm this regime. My dear brothers and sisters, Imam Khomeini was concerned only with spreading these values, which he reinvigorated, with spreading this culture amongst the people. And this is what he meant exactly when he spoke about exporting the revolution. This term, exporting revolution, was raised by Imam Khomeini, and many people, many of those who have bad intentions, tried to manipulate or take advantage of this term and used it to speak about Iranian imperialistic goals. They said that Imam Khomeini would send his soldiers and would send the Revolutionary Guards and his army and the Iranian armed forces and many of the recruits or the volunteers to overthrow the regimes and to impose new norms and new ideas on the people. And in this context, many subjects were raised, many doubts were expressed, but these doubts are based on lies and fabrications. Imam Khomeini quickly took the initiative and took the step and explained what he meant by exporting the revolution and clarified what he said. And I quote what he said. He said during a meeting with a very important religious cleric, a very important Islamic religious cleric, Imam Khomeini said, and I quote, "When we speak about exporting our revolution, we do not mean that we want to do this by the way of the sword, but we want to do this by the way of spreading our message." He told them, write books, explain to people, speak to people, form a committee which supervises what is written and what is published, because not all of what is published is in agreement with our values and our ethics. We want to give new ideas. We want to present our points of view to the people of the world. And whoever wants to take inspiration from these ideas and learn from them, that is his business. So everyone has the right to accept our ideas or not. So the idea of exporting the revolution, which was raised by Imam Khomeini, was not about exporting armies or invading countries or beginning with new conflicts. No, as some people who had bad intentions tried to say. What he meant by exporting the revolution was to export these ideas and these values and these ethics. And today, when we speak about Lebanon, for example, we can say that the resistance which was founded in Lebanon, although it is a national resistance which includes many different factions or religious sects, but concerning the Islamic resistance and most of the atmosphere here in Lebanon, we, the resistance or Hezbollah, we base our ideas on the ideas of Imam Khomeini when it comes to martyrdom and dignity, on standing solidly on the ground, on depending on God. We base our ideas on the teachings of Imam Khomeini. This is what it means when Imam Khomeini speaks about exporting the revolution. It's not important to say that these ethics or these values are made in Iran, to say that they have the stamp made on Iran, or that Imam Khomeini invented them. Imam Khomeini didn't even consider himself to exist. These teachings are the teachings of the prophets. These are the teachings of the prophet Noah and Abraham and Jesus and Muhammad, may peace be upon them all. And what is most important of all is that this culture must be promoted and enhanced and be spread in the Islamic and Arab world, to the world in general, especially those who are oppressed and those who suffer. One of the most important values is the value of resistance. Imam Khomeini spoke about this, and one of the most important causes which Imam Khomeini pushed forward and promoted was in 1979-1980, after it seemed that everything would go towards a dead end, after it seemed that that all hope had been lost. Imam Khomeini gave priority to the main cause, Palestine, Al-Quds, Jerusalem. My dear brothers and sisters, after many decades, or after these decades have passed, after two decades of Imam Khomeini's passing away, these values and these teachings and these understandings and this culture still exists very clearly. And allow me to say that today, this culture has a bigger impact than ever before. In addition, all of the developments which we saw in this region and which was witnessed by the Ummah, especially when it comes to the conflict with the Israeli enemy, all of this shows that this culture is the right culture and that the alternatives represented by this culture are the right alternatives. Today, based upon these teachings, based upon this culture, based upon this spiritual ideology, we are witnessing a humanitarian jihadist scenario, a very, very unique scenario, the scenario of the Gaza flotilla. We saw at that Gaza flotilla a scene of courage and a sense of responsibility, a sense of high responsibility, which was reflected by all those who participated in the Gaza aid flotilla. This Gaza aid convoy was heading to break the inhumane siege which has been imposed on Gaza. I find that it's my duty, or it's all of our duty actually, logically, and in accordance with the teachings of Imam Khomeini, the teachings of resistance and jihad, we must salute all those who participated in the Gaza aid convoy and all those who supported them as well. And we must bow our heads to them. We must bow our heads in appreciation and in admiration for their courage and for their humanitarian efforts and for their readiness to die for the sake of supporting a people who are subject to a siege and who are subject to continuous hunger. What happened concerning the Gaza aid convoy sheds light on the human value from the old sheikh to the old Christian religious scholar, to the men and the women, to the Muslims and the Christians, to all those religious and the secular, to the Arabs and the Turks and the foreigners, from more than 35 countries, all of them stood side by side, shoulder to shoulder. All of them stood and confronted the sea and the wind and the danger and the fear and the challenge. And then they were subject to an assault and to piracy and to a crime. They were subject to killings and were taken hostage. They confronted this with perseverance, with solidarity, and with a very firm belief in the righteousness of what they are doing. All of this reveals one of the most important elements which Imam Khomeini spoke of throughout his life. What happened, my dear brothers and sisters, concerning the Gaza aid convoy has very, very important repercussions, and it is required from us to take stances and measures after what happened, and we must continue to monitor this issue. And because I don't have a lot of time, of course many people spoke before me, and because we want to call on all of you on this screen, I would like to call on all the Lebanese and all the Palestinians and all of the Arabs and Muslims in Lebanon, and to all of our people and our loved ones. I call on all of you to participate tomorrow. I call on you to participate tomorrow in a ceremony, in a gathering to express our pride and to express our support for the Palestinian people who are subject to a siege on Gaza, and to express our admiration for the heroes of the Gaza aid convoy, those who came back to us alive, and especially this gathering and this occasion must also serve to express admiration and solidarity with the martyrs, the Turkish martyrs, and all those who participated in the Gaza aid convoy. And we must also express the position which we all must take and we must continue to take. So I call on all of you to take part in a gathering which will take place tomorrow, God willing, at 8:30 tomorrow night, local time, in the Rai Sports Ground. And so I don't want to take long more than this. What I had prepared, are you clapping because I finished? I still have a few words to say. What I had prepared, or the stance I had prepared, and the words which I was preparing to speak, I will leave this till tomorrow, hopefully. I continue to express my pledge to the Imam Ruhullah Musawi Khomeini. We must continue to walk on his path and to adopt his ideals and to achieve the goals which he promoted, and to always work for the causes and for the teachings which he sought to spread. And we must do our best to pray where he dreamed of praying, in Jerusalem, Al-Quds. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.